Tillman on CliffCentral.com.
Relax, it's Flax.
There you go, beautiful.
What a beautiful day as well.
Okay, producer Kat, you know, there's a problem here.
What's
the
problem?
She's doing that thing that she does again, where she starts delivering monologues to me in my ears.
Ah.
So I can't hear what Flax is saying because she's too busy telling me how boring you are.
Really?
That's what she said. She said you're boring. You know what, actually, if you want to pitch in now, pitch in on the damn show. Don't just tell me what your problems in life are. Let's see if I can get this. There we go. What did you want to say?
I said he must redo it. Relax, it's Flex, because he did it like
I think he did it fine.
Nonchalant.
I think he did it fine.
He was like, relax, it's Flex.
I think he did it fine.
No, no. We wanted sensual.
Okay.
Like it's on Tinder. A Tinder voice note.
So you can listen to it back at home.
Yeah.
Relax, it's Flex.
Ah, that's better. There you go. Well done.
Okay, what's up?
Just having a good day. I had a lot of sushi today.
Okay.
I had 15 minutes for lunch. I grabbed producer Jono, headed off to the sushi place, went to that round table sushi thingy.
Yeah.
Where it just comes on conveyor belts.
Yeah.
At about 15 minutes.
Wow.
And then I was still chewing my food while I was walking out. Like, even getting into the car, I was still chewing because Jono was rushing me.
Oh, what was he rushing you for?
He said he needed to be back in time for your show.
Oh, sure. But he was, though.
Yeah, that's because I had, like, indigestion.
Okay.
I was still chewing my food while
good.
I got back here.
Maybe next time leave at, like, 2 instead of 2:45.
Yeah, but he was busy with some other show. He was really being
busy
impossible.
Busy guy, Jono. Okay, so relax, it's Flax. There's a hell of a lot going on in your life. There's a hell of a lot going on in the world.
And there's a lot going on in your life.
What's going on in my life?
You started gym.
I did, yes.
How was that?
So today was my second day at the gym.
What did you do? What did you train?
It's a very fancy gym that I go to.
Did you see Drake?
I didn't see Drake. I saw Tamron Jardine.
Oh, I wish I could have seen her
at
gym.
And it's her birthday party tomorrow night. Don't worry, but we still spoke about you, Flax.
Oh,
Tamron and I had a conversation about you, yeah. We were just saying, she was telling me that she sent you her birthday party invitation and you never got back to her.
I was playing hard to get.
And okay, then she said she heard from 3 other people you were asking if they're going and if you should go.
Women love that.
Okay, so yeah, we spoke about you at the gym, but and I was watching WADA on ENCA Sport because the treadmill is very cool. You can go on Facebook, you can go on Tumblr, you can go on whatever you want. So I was watching TV.
So did you train with Tamron?
No. I just saw her, and then we had like you have the gym chat.
So what did you train?
I did a bit of treadmill, and then I did a little bit of bench press, a little bit of free weights, and then I just kind of hung out.
That's good. But I hung out, you chilled like in the Wi-Fi zone.
Well, there's like a jacuzzi.
You went and you jacuzzied at gym.
Yeah.
And?
It was dope.
Do they bring you smoothies, massages?
No, there is a smoothie bar and there's a place you can get your shoes shined. And also all the fruits are free.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool. It's those little things that make it.
It's those little things.
You feel like you're at a spa.
As you arrive, they give you your towel. Smells like a hotel.
So they
towel.
Greet you by name.
They do, yeah. It's dope. But I hope I last long enough on it.
Why?
Because, I don't know, I always tend to like have these bursts of let me be fit and then I fall off the bandwagon.
No, but you'll see so many cool people. I'm sure Deleuze trained there.
Julius Malema trains there.
Really?
Yeah. So does Danny Kaye, so that's big. Glenn Lewis.
You guys can... Like,
it's all about being pretentious.
Shoot a music video there.
Okay, enough about me. What's happening with you?
What's happening with me? I'm still trying to get over this little, like, tiny cough, but
what's wrong?
I think I'm allergic to the new carpets
in
here.
The studio.
Yeah.
You know the best way to find out if you are is to literally go down and sniff them for, like, 10 minutes.
I'm scared of going into anaphylactic shock.
What's a big word for you?
It's a big word kind of day.
Do you know what it means?
It's like allergic reaction shock, no?
Let's have a look, because I don't know either. I pretend like I know. And, okay, shut up, cats. I don't want you to talk to me in my ears.
Can't you
tell me, like, she says to me she thinks you have TB.
No.
Tell him. Why you got to tell me?
Tell him. Every time I cough, she says, what do you say every
what
time I cough?
What are you saying, cats?
Even Jono says he has TB.
Okay.
TB is...
She's still talking.
Okay. So, anaphylactic, we were Googling that. Hang on, let me just turn the mic up for you quick.
Sorry about that.
Do it into the mic so that it makes it more appealing.
It's this phlegm. So it's a wet cough.
Anaphylactic. How do we spell that?
Anaphylactic.
Anaphylactic, let's go define.
And I think for all the smoke from the club last night has just gone into my chest.
Well, that doesn't help. You Google the definition of anaphylactic. It says relating to or caused by anaphylaxis. Thanks, Google. That really is
life-changing. I'm sure it's an allergic reaction.
Anaphylaxis is an acute allergic reaction to an antigen, for example, a bee sting, to which the body has become hypersensitive.
Yeah, so that's like the bee sting would be the carpet.
Okay, so the bee sting is the carpet.
Yeah.
So what do you suggest we do? Because now you work here and you can't be in the room.
Well, obviously we got to reupholster the carpet.
You think so?
We got to get allergen-free carpets where...
I don't know if you put on... So I don't know if you went to the big boss's offices and you said it's either me or the carpet. I don't know which way.
Well, we have strict health and safety guidelines here at
Cliff
Central.
Oh, that's also true. Okay, yeah. So you could go on that angle.
Mm.
But then you're going to be that employee that complained about the carpet.
Well, I would say, listen, on behalf of another employee that I'm really concerned about,
yeah,
there's deep concern that the carpet could potentially be endangering the lab.
Okay, I feel you. All right, let's get into Relaxus Flax. You've got some things on your chest that you want to get off.
Okay, so Chris Brown, he's one of those things that just, it's a fly that doesn't go away. He's so irritating because he's always getting up to trouble. He's cool, like, don't get me wrong. He makes the coolest songs, but now he's back in trouble again at the Philippines.
Right, in the Philippines.
In the Philippines.
Yeah.
He apparently... was supposed to do a concert there, and then he didn't do it, so the Philippines won't let him go because they say he owes them a concert from, like, New Year's last year.
Yeah, he's been grounded in the country.
Yeah. So he gets on the plane, and they're like, nah, you're not going, you owe our country. If that makes much sense.
Well, it does.
I think
so
it's
he's
ridiculous.
Stuck there. He's kind of like Justin Bieber's monkey was in Germany a couple of months ago.
No, but that was legality.
The monkey couldn't get out of where?
Warsaw.
So now, I mean, Chris Brown's basically the monkey now, but in Philippines.
But, I mean, if you say you're going to do a concert and the club people pay you in excess of $1 million...
Yeah, you got to deliver.
You got to do it.
And he didn't.
No.
Well, you know, maybe now he can sing and dance
in
the Philippines.
And it's weird because he's getting his act together. He's, what's her name? He's got Royal... The baby?
Yeah.
His
That's
kid.
Not really getting your act together, they're having a kid.
Well, he bought a new house. It's probably baby-proof.
Wasn't someone, like, killed in his house recently?
No.
Lovely. Yeah?
Cat, give me an antihistamine or something. So, what?
Tippy. I'm a tester.
Okay.
So, what happened was... He thinks one of the club promoters organized a hit on his house. So his grandmother was in the house. They stormed into the house, put her in the closet, stole like a few items, but threatened her, and then left.
Terrible.
But Chris has been warned. People are after him. He's upgraded security. He's got an armed guard outside the house, and he's got one patrolling inside the house now. So that's pretty... That, you see, on the ratio... It goes dope, hella dope, and then super cadillagic, fristic, expialidocious. This would be hella dope.
Okay, but not...
It's a simple... What is the... Let me get... It's a simple value word association. Hella would be one. Mm. That is level one. And then... No. Dope would be one. Hella dope, level two. And supercadillagicristic expialidocious level 3. You always want to be on level 3. Because level 3, you can't level no more.
I think this is one of the most powerful things
this,
you've ever said.
I find this one of the most educating things, like, shows on Cliff Central.
I definitely think so. Much more than that stupid health hour thing.
Which one? Yo.
Dr. Cindy Funsell, you are way more informative than that, Flax.
Thank you. I appreciate
Your knowledge is all rooted in truth.
It's all factual.
All factual.
Or backed up.
Yeah. If this show was a song, what song would it be?
If this song, it would be the We Are the World. We are the people. We are the one to make a better place. So let's start listening.
Time for Teletubbies. Time for Teletubbies.
I love this. Let it play.
Time for Teletubbies.
Tinky Winky. Flaxy. Jono. Cat. Matilda. Ari.
Hello.
Except I would say yo-yo.
Tinky Winky.
Jono. Kaleo.
Flax.
Flax.
Ari.
Matilda. Three, say, two, six. Hello. Beautiful.
That was powerhouse.
That was great. Let's cross now to our live studio audience for their feedback on that. And very quickly, feedback from the producer.
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That's what I said.
Out of everything that just happened, that's what you find.
I will not engage with him.
We won't engage with you now.
What was that?
We're not 3 years.
I wish I had a button like that.
So, Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Is that the end of that story?
Yeah, that's the end.
Okay, what's next?
You don't want to dwell on Chris Brown. Okay, no. So this is a crazy story. So you know Lil Wayne, he was in his tour bus, and then it got shot up.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, people started suspecting Birdman because there's hectic beef going on between the two. Because Lil Wayne left Young Money Cash Money, and Birdman's pretty pissed about that because Lil Wayne's like a big, what's the name? A big, asset for him. For him. Brings in a lot of cash. Now everyone's blaming Birdman for the
hit.
Wrap
it. Wrap the story.
Birdman nearly hit Lil Wayne shooting the... He denied it then when involvement. Murder for the higher plot.
Oh! Sources.
Close to Lil Wayne. I'm not very good at this. But yeah, I think that's pretty hectic.
Great story.
Well, if you know, like, about Lil Wayne and you know about Birdman and the beef that's going on between them. I mean, Lil Wayne just released his own album now.
Who's phoning you?
My mom always. Oh. Ma, you know I got a show at Hoppers 5.
Okay, sorry, love.
Okay, bye. Okay. Every time at Hoppers 5 she phones.
What if it was important?
It's not. It happens every week.
You need to put it on the fridge or something.
Show, Hoppers 5.
Okay. Where were we? I forgot now.
We had just wrapped up the Birdman story.
Okay.
So, okay, this is something I know you're going to like. So, science has gone on to prove that being single is bad for us. How
what?
Mad's that?
Why would I like this?
Because it's interesting.
Okay, tell me.
So single people have more health problems. How
really?
That? Yeah, well, you'll suffer psychological distress. You'll have a list of mental disorders. You'll have to see a psychologist. And then it says everything and all its SH1T stacked up against you.
You're single, though.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you take a fact like this, and how do you comprehend it? How do you deal with it from an emotional standpoint and just in terms of what your human experience is and what you really want to be about in your life, just in general as a thing?
I've never really related to science. I've never believed in science without factual basis. Now, I tried to say something really cool, but it did not come out right.
What did you want to say?
That with science is just one man's opinion of something. It's still not working.
You've
still
made the most powerful statement you've ever made on this entire show. Science is just one man's opinion. Oh my God. That is beautiful.
Okay, I'm not the best public speaker.
Good evening and welcome to the 5:45, 32 seconds news on CliffCentral.com. In a twist of events, a young producer from the Gareth Cliff Show made a statement that is causing controversy from Timbuktu to Thailand to Jamaica with the thing he just recently said. What was that again?
Science is just one man's opinion.
Scientists are up in arms. Apparently, even Albert Einstein has made an appearance from the grave to scold this young human being from...
science is just one man's opinion.
I mean, then again, this is the same guy that can't even get his mom to find out that he's on the radio every Friday at 5:30. He can't even get that message across. I mean, what the hell?
Science is just one man's opinion.
Speaking of science and one man's opinion.
Huh?
She didn't know she was on.
Science is many men's opinions.
Huh? Science is not someone's opinion. Science is usually rooted in fact. If you put X chemical with Y chemical. Z will happen.
Yeah, it's got by emotion.
Fine, I lost the point there a little bit because I stumbled a little.
It's fine, it's got by emotion.
I really want to control that button. I feel like you have the power.
Okay, so you were saying that science is one man's opinion.
Yeah, so another thing that science has proved is that single people die sooner.
I know.
Obviously, it's got to do with them being sad or dramatic and stuff like that.
I wonder if it's to do with less sex, because sex is healthy for you.
Well, as a single man, you should be having more sex.
Well, I don't know. Not if you're like 90, just before you're about to die.
Well, you don't need sex.
What, if you're 90?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't even have it.
All right.
Another one, single people are unhappier.
Oh, no.
Apparently, not all satisfied. I'm pretty satisfied.
Yeah, you seem pretty happy.
What else does it say? Yeah, apparently, among other single people, this puts me in the minority.
What do you mean? So most single people are unhappy?
If asked to rate how satisfied I am with my life, most single people say this puts me in the minority.
Hang on, say that again so it makes sense.
Let's back that up. If asked to rate how satisfied I am with my life, I would say very. Apparently, among other single people, this puts me in the minority.
Okay. So, what should we take away from that whole thing?
Ah, science.
It's just one man's opinion, after all.
Single people aren't sleeping through the night. Once again.
I sleep. Actually, no. I wake up at like 3 in the morning.
Yeah, but that was because there was rain this morning. But we don't have somebody kicking us. I can't sleep with somebody else. There's kicking. There's breathing. I'm from the hood. I need to watch my back all the time.
Which hood are you from?
I started in Glen Hazel, then I moved to Linksfield, and then I was in Lyndhurst.
I really do like your new song, by the way.
Which one? You can take me out of the ghetto, but you
can't take the ghetto out of me. That's not your song.
No, I just came out with Slicer Tsotsi. And Kalakate.
Yeah, and Kalakate. That I'm pretty sure you came out with.
It says, if you stay single for too long, you're more likely to get divorced once you do marry.
Yeah, because it's you're more comfortable with yourself than other people.
It's complete hogswash.
Okay, whatever. Next.
Yeah, it was only 5 things on the list. I did, however, get something that I know you'll love.
Oh.
Just like the last thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's the 19 types of people you meet in a club, because we're going clubbing tomorrow night.
19 types.
19 types.
There's 10 minutes left on this, and you want to give me 19 types of people you meet.
Well, we can go on past 6, no?
Let's try and make it a song.
Okay.
The 19 types of people
so
you meet.
Should
in the
I
club.
Give them to you, and then you turn it into
no, a song? No, we'll both do it. It'll be a duet.
Okay, do you have it up there?
Okay, yeah, I got it. Hit me with the first one.
The girl who's on a mission.
On a mission, 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 mission. She's on a mission.
The girl who took fake tanning a little too far.
Hang on. Tan.
The smooth operator.
A operator. Smooth operator.
The girl's on a hen night.
Hen nights.
The couple who are about to break up.
Break up.
The friends now who are about to break up.
Break up.
The couple who needs to get a room.
A room.
The photo bomber. The early bird.
The photo bomber. They get a room.
Teenagers who are like way
too drunk. This is dreadful. I'm dying.
Well, this is just a couple of the people we're going to see in the club tomorrow night.
Okay. We're
going to see people that are way
too
drunk.
What if there are 19 people at a club?
No, there's a lot of people. And this just categorizes.
Which one are you?
Let's see.
I think you're a cash flasher.
Let's keep going.
Or
the girl
a circles
who's
dancer.
Actually way too drunk. I'm not that. The girl who has taken all of the drugs. I'm not that. The cash flashes. Okay, I might be
I think
be
you're
that.
Number 19.
The Girl Who's Feeling Sorry for Herself, number 14. 15, The Circle Dancers, not that. The Rugby Lads, not that. 17, The Girls Who Look Perfect on Facebook Tomorrow.
Definitely 19.
Okay, we're on 18, The Guy Who's Giving It a Second Try, and number 19... 19, The Cool Guy.
There you go. That's what Flax is. Number 19. I wonder which one everyone in the office is here.
Let's see.
The girl who's on a mission. Don't know.
That would be... Who's always on a mission?
Smooth operator. Okay. Anyway. That's
Jono
a cool
would
list.
Be the way too drunk. Cat would be the dancing in circle. They look good, like blank stares.
Cat, would you be the dancing in the circle?
Huh? No. Because I don't go to clubs.
Why?
Not my thing. Been there, done that.
What clubs did you used to go to? Because
like
I heard you got kicked out of Akamata.
No, they blocked me on Twitter. I don't know why.
They don't
They're
just
losers.
Block anybody on Twitter.
Yeah, I used to party at Vodka, Icon, The Bank. Yeah, like those places. Yeah.
And how were they?
It was cool. It was like Sunday chillas, Nyana, you see.
What was your favorite song in the club?
I don't know. Shumaya.
How's that go?
But that's a new song now.
Yeah. No, I don't have any favorite songs.
Okay. You said Batman you had a favorite song on Gareth's show the other day, though.
Batman Scoop.
How did it go?
I never knew there was a love like this before.
How did it go?
I never knew there was a love like this before.
Hey, Mama, put your hands up!
Yeah. If you got short hair, put your hands up. If you got long hair, make noise. Yeah, that one. Originally by Faith Evans.
Party Karate, dope. Thanks for hanging, Kat.
Party Karate. That's a funny term. I might use that.
Thanks.
It's really funny.
What else, Flax?
Let's see. Scott Disick and Kourtney Kardashian.
Scott Disick's so cool. What happened?
Okay. You know they broke up.
Yeah.
It's sad. I remember you telling people how upset you were the other day.
I am upset.
But it's not the worst thing ever, because I don't think he was right for her and you agreed.
Yeah.
They are playing it civil though.
Okay. Well, for Penelope and Mason's sake.
There's a third one.
What? Who's the third one?
There's
Do they have another
Mason,
baby?
Mason, Penelope. I'm sure one of them.
Young Thug.
Young Thug. Tiger.
Caitlin.
No.
Who's the new kid?
I'm so sure they had three kids.
I think
kids.
They only have two kids.
No, there's Mason, Penelope, and then they had a third one.
Scott.
No.
There's three. Jono, who's the third kid?
Too soon.
It's No Name.
No, it has no name.
Yeah.
Is that literally, because you know with them, they could have called their kid No Name. So I don't want you to just say that.
I don't know what the
it's
name
Rain.
Is.
Rain.
Oh, yeah. Rain.
Told you.
Okay.
Rain in
that
the northwest.
That can be such a tricky name for a kid. Like, oh, the rain is coming.
It rains down in Africa. In the
beautiful
northwest.
Song. Yeah. What else is in Relax It's Flax this week that's worth noting?
No, I'm still elaborating more on this story. I've barely covered the bases.
That's your last story.
No, I've got many.
What's the story about dads here?
Okay. But, okay, let me just wrap this one up.
Okay.
So anyway, they're keeping it civil. They went for lunch the other day.
Yeah.
Just so that they keep like a civil front for Mason and Penelope. Pretty nice of them, I will say. So there's a hairdressing salon that wants to encourage dads to spend time with their daughters and do their daughters' hair. So they're offering classes for free to train you to like plait your daughter's hair and stuff. And in return, you get beer.
Wow. So you get drunk with your daughter?
No, you get the beer.
Well, so you get drunk so that when you're driving your daughter home...
Is that farting from the production booth?
What do you mean?
I heard... Did you not just hear that?
What happened?
It was a motorbike.
Yeah. There's some dodge stuff happening back there.
Do you want to go smell?
No.
Okay.
Cat, does it smell? Yeah, it does. It's from that lot.
People who have TB hallucinate.
Who has TB?
Oh, my God.
No.
Yeah, Mike has TB.
How are you diagnosing me with TB?
Because you've had a cough for over 8 weeks.
It's called a cough.
For
8 weeks?
You must read the, like, the... That's bizarre. I'm a symptoms for TB.
Telling you must take his meds for 6 months.
Yeah.
Okay. Flex, what else, bro?
Okay, there was one more thing here. Oh, Ed Sheeran. Okay, we're going to close up with this.
Okay.
So, he was doing a concert, and mid-concert, he needed a fart.
Oh, no.
So, he sneaked it out, but he pushed a bit too hard, and it turned out to be what they term a shot, where you actually poo when you fart, and he did this live on stage, and there was nothing he could do. He just said to himself, listen, I'm going to carry on this concert, I'm not going to sit down, but when I get home, I'm going to throw away this pair of pants.
Wow.
That is heckers.
Have you been to an Ed Sheeran concert?
No, I heard it is insane. Have you?
I actually, my friend was at one the other day, and she sent me this audio of an Ed Sheeran concert. I think it might have been the same day he shat himself.
Let's hear.
But I think he was talking about the shit.
No. I thought you were going to play like a fart clip or something.
No, well, that's what that's the song he was singing, and then he let it go.
But that was a nice story, given what happened, what just happened in the production.
Where they farted, yeah. That's great. Okay, so that's it for Alexis Flax. What's your Twitter handle?
My Twitter handle is at Michael Flax, at MichaelFlax. And just a quick punt, Monday morning on the Gareth Cliff Show, we'll have K2 and Blue from Big Brother.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yeah, that's hella big.
Nice.
Actually, super cagilagic for us to get to be alidocious big.
Very cool. And that's Relax, It's Flax.
That, and if you said I could end the show with a song later.
Oh, but I have to do this thing first.
Okay, no, do that. Don't let me stop
well,
you.
Well, now, okay. And, but I have to end Relax, It's Flax before I can do this thing.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.